Hey, Anka Herman back again with another Daily Spark of Inspiration. The last couple of days, we've been talking about the competition. When there's somebody else offering the same product or service as we do. And just today, I read an article, a post on LinkedIn by a friend of mine who is a marketing guru. And he was telling the story how he met this really young guy, like super high achiever, and by like I think he's 27 and he's got several multi-million dollar businesses, so he's actually in the Forbes list of the most successful entrepreneurs under 30. And so he was telling the story how he got on a call with him and instantly felt this pang of like jealousy, you know, and that sense of like a sense of insecurity is like, God, you know, he's so much further ahead than I am. And it really sort of took a moment to remember that everybody is at the point they're at. You know, it's not business and life. It's more like yoga class than a 100-meter sprint. And when I read that, it really resonated because I could definitely remember moments when, you know, somebody else starts to offer flamenco costumes here in Granada and instantly there's this pang of, you know, that's like, she's going to take my clients away and what does that mean for my business and all these kind of like, you know, fear-based reactions until you think, hang on, you know, why do we automatically assume that the other person is better? And even if someone else is more successful in an area that we want to be successful in, what if you could see their success as proof for what's possible and see it as encouraging rather than threat? See you tomorrow.